بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال جل جلاله: وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوم غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. وقال جل جلاله: وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنتم تتمون 70 أمة، أنتم خيرها أكرمها على الله. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاكرين والشاهدين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers, the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you and I, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is unlike any of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed or conferred upon the nations of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our book, the Holy Quran, Ahsanul Hadith, the best of the books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That book, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which abrogated and rescinded all the books, the holy books, the holy scriptures of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved, Allah has made him the best of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him the last and the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a Nabi he was, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a covenant, a pact, from all of the messengers, including the likes of people like Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, people like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, people like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, anbiya of these high caliber. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a covenant from them, a pact from them, that if during their lifetime, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make his advent, had to come into this world, then those anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam will have to halt their mission, and they will have to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would have to throw their full weight and support behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You will have to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and throw your full support behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith sharif explains to us, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ بَنَا دَارًا. My example, my parable, and the example of the anbiya that came before me is like the example of a person who has constructed a very, very beautiful home. فَأَتَمَّهَا وَأَكْمَلَهَا إِلَّا مَوْضِعَ لَبِنَا. And this person has built it in a very, very fine manner. But the person has left one gap in a wall, for a place for one brick to fit in. فَجَعَلَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَيْتَعَجَّبُونَ مِنْهَا. The people began to visit this home, enter this home, and they cannot help but be amazed by the beauty of this home, the fine way that it has been constructed. But people keep noticing that one spot that is missing a brick. And they say, لَوْلَا مَكَانُ هَذِي اللَّبِنَا. If only this home had this one brick filled in this missing place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا مَوْدِعُ هَذِي اللَّبِنَا. I am the one who has come to fill that missing gap. جِئْتُ فَخَتَمْتُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. I have come to complete the construction, the building of prophethood, and I am the one who has come and brought a culmination to the series and the succession of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear brothers, is by virtue of this honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very loudly and very emphatically in the Quran Sharif says, Kuntum khayra ummah. That, oh you, the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best of nations. You are the best of people. You are people who hold very, very high esteem. You hold very, very high honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Antum tutimuna sab'ina ummah. Antum khayruha wa akramuha ala Allahi azza wa jal. That, oh my ummah, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the culmination of many, many nations, many, many people that came before you. But from all these nations that came before you, from all the people that came before you, you are the people who hold the highest esteem, who occupy the highest position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to elucidate this point, to make us understand this point, he once gave an example to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He says, our example, the example of this ummah, and the example of the Yahud and the Nasara, is like a person who hires a group of people to work for him from the sunrise right until the time of Zuhr Salah. So these people work for this lengthy period, and they get one qirat of reward, an amount of wage they get. And then this person hires another group of people to work for him from the time of Zuhr until Asr Salah. And they work for a shorter time, but they get the same payment as those people who work before them. And lastly, this person hires a group of people to work for the short time between Asr and Maghrib. So they work for a shorter time, but they get qiratain. They get double the amount of wages that the previous two groups have received from this person. Allah's Nabi said, likewise is the example of my ummah. The Yahud, their example is like those people who worked for a lengthy period, but they got one amount of reward. And the Nasara, like those people who worked for another period, but they also got a certain amount of reward. And my ummah is that ummah who will come and live for the shortest period of time in this world, but they will get the maximum, and they will get the greatest reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نحن الآخرون السابقون يوم القيامة. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this ummah, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the last ummah to come onto the face of this earth. But tomorrow, inshaAllah, on the day of Qiyamah, this ummah will be the first ummah that will be admitted into paradise by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is by virtue of these honors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, that this ummah has earned the title of ummatun marhuma. Inna ummati hadhihi ummatun marhuma. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this ummah of mine is ummat marhuma. They are that nation, they are that group of people who receive special favors, special mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my dear brothers, all this is said and done, but it is one fact that we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should never lose sight of and never forget. And that is that despite us being the best of people, despite us being khayru ummah, despite us being ummat marhuma, we as the individuals of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not indispensable. We have seen many times in this world that a person is appointed to a very, very high position, a very, very high post. But if that person fails to live up to the expectations of that position, and the person behaves in a way that is not befitting for a person of this position to be behaving, then we find that this person many times is removed from that post. He is removed from that position. Sometimes very, very abruptly. And sometimes in a way that leaves this person disgraced for the rest of his life. Likewise, my dear brothers, we the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we fail to live up to the title of khayru ummah, if we do not behave in a way that entitles us to be called ummah marhuma, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do away with us. That's why in Quran Sharif Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very clearly announces this point to us. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. That you are favored, you are chosen in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have chosen to be obedient to Allah. You have been chosen to be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you do not live up, if you do not live up to this position, and you do not live up to this status, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about another nation, other people who will appreciate this title, who will appreciate this position given to them to Allah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. These people will not behave in the way that you behaved. They will appreciate and they will understand that what is the position of being khayr ummah. That is where we find in our history that has happened before. During the 13th century, we read about the Mongol invasion that swept through Asia and the Muslim world. At that time we had in Baghdad the Abbasi dynasty, the Abbasi empire. That was not the best, of dynasties at that time. Not the best of Muslims at that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that these Mongols, they came and they invaded Baghdad. A very, very sad and tragic day where scores of Muslims were massacred and huge libraries of important Islamic literature in one day was destroyed. So Allah ta'ala had removed those people, the Abbasi dynasty, and Allah ta'ala had made that they be punished at the hands of these people, the Mongols. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after some time gave iman to the very same people, the Mongols, the very same people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave iman to them. And as a result of these people, we find that great Islamic empires in Uzbekistan, in Kazakhstan, were now rose up from these people. And from these very same people came the Mughal Empire, that ruled, the Muslim Mughal Empire, that ruled over India for many, many years and contributed greatly towards the cause of Islam. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. That if we will not live up to the expectations, then Allah will remove us. And Allah Ta'ala will put in our place people who will live up to the expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the same point. In the battle of Tabuk, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed all the Sahaba to join Jayshul Usra, the army of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were going towards Tabuk. At that time, certain people and certain individuals did not join Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this expedition. Some of them found it difficult, some found it hard because of the circumstances at that time. So Allah made it very, very clear. إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. That if you will not join Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this expedition, then two things will happen. Allah will mete out to you a very, very severe and very, very painful punishment. And thereafter, Allah will replace you with other people who will understand that what is their position and what is expected from them. So my dear brothers, Allah makes it very, very clear that each one of us as the individuals of the ummah is great, but we as the individuals of the ummah, we are not indispensable. If Allah wants, if we do not live up to the title that Allah has given us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can easily do away with us. And Allah ta'ala can replace us with people who will be better than us. Now my dear brothers, how does all of this fit in with the current situation and the current position that we find ourselves in? We find in the Quran in Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken extensively about the nations of the past. In various places of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of the nations of the past, that what had transpired between the nations, these nations and their prophets, and how they had reacted to their prophets, and the dreadful end that these people had met. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He relates this incident to us in the Holy Quran, is not merely to thrill us or entertain us. Rather, Quran, from the beginning of Quran, right till the end of Quran, Kitabun أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكُمْ وَبَارَكُ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says Quran from beginning to end. Allah Ta'ala has revealed Quran for us to ponder, for us to reflect, for us to take a lesson, for us to learn. So Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of these nations of the past. We read in the 8th para of the Holy Quran, in the 12th para, in the 19th para, and so many other places of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the nation, be it the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa and Fir'aun. Allah ta'ala speaks of these nations. And many times after the story, we read in 19 para, after each nation that Allah speaks of, Allah ta'ala says, Inna fi dhalika la ayah. Inna fi dhalika la ayah. Verily in what happened to these people, O Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a lesson for you. There is something for you to reflect about. There is something to you to ponder, or something for you to ponder over. And we find in all these nations, my dear brothers, there was a set pattern. There are set stages and phases that these nations went through before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed and annihilated these nations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 7 juz of the Holy Quran, in Surah An'am, Surah 42 to Surah 45, verse 42 to 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us in some detail that what were the various stages that these nations went through before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed them from the face of the earth. Allah ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Stage 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers to these people. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi says, فَكَذَّبُوهُمْ. Allah sent messengers, but the people denied the messengers. So phase 1 was, stage 1, Allah sent the messengers, the people, the nations denied those messengers. Then phase 2 came. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala, not to punish these people, but to teach them a lesson, to give them an opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them an opportunity to accept the messenger, Allah Ta'ala sees them with difficulty and hardship. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi writes, Al-Ba'sa refers to Al-Masa'ib fil Amwal. Allah Ta'ala brought about financial difficulty, financial constraints upon these people. And Darra refers to Al-Masa'ib fil Abdan. Allah Ta'ala brought about diseases, sicknesses, hardship, difficulties pertaining to a person's well-being, pertaining to a person's health. So Allah Ta'ala, this is phase 2, the stage 2. And then Allah Ta'ala says, stage 3, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءُهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزِيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that when these difficulties came, these people instead of learning the lesson, taking heed from this lesson taught to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people's hearts became hard. Their hearts became hard. And they ignored this warning sent to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then stage 4 came. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And when this difficulty had now passed, and the people thought that they are out of harm's way, that we have safely navigated ourselves through the storm, Allah Ta'ala says their hearts became hard, and Allah Ta'ala opened up to them everything. They began to live comfortable lives. Allah gave them all the goods, all the good things of this world. Hatta idha farihu bima utu akhadnahum baghta. Allah says they were indulging, they were entertained, they were rejoicing. And then baghta, suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees these people. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah Ta'ala says these people were uprooted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, annihilated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And no matter whatever happens, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my dear brothers, if we have to take these phases and the stages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoke of in the Holy Quran and apply it to our situation, and a person may argue and contend that these ayat were revealed regarding the kuffar. We are not kuffar. We are believers. We believe in Allah. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Masawi rahmatullahi writes, كل آية وردت في الكفار جرت بزيلها على عصات الأمة. That every ayat of the Quran that was revealed pertaining to the kuffar, the wa'id, the warning in that ayat also applies to the disobedient believer. That ayat also applies to disobedient believer. So these ayat, although revealed regarding the kuffar, the disbelieving nations of the past, but it's for us to take heed, and it's for us to take a lesson that these ayat can also apply to us. So stage 1 was, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala had sent messengers to the people. No messenger has come directly to us. We have not met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the message of Quran, the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is right before us. No person, especially us in this country, can say that I am unaware of the dictates and the demands of faith. I'm unaware of what Quran expects of me. I am unaware of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. A person cannot argue and contend and say this. So stage one. And then what happens? The people, when the messenger came, they denied the messenger. The teachings of Quran or Sunnah were there for us for many, many long years, my dear brothers. But many of us chose to ignore, to perpetrate, to violate. And then stage two, when the people and nations of the past, they turned against the messenger. They turned against the teachings of the messenger. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ Then Allah Ta'ala brought about difficulties. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah writes that this ba'sa and darra, these hardships and difficulties Allah Ta'ala brings, يُؤَدِّبُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا Allah brings it about to discipline His slaves. Allah brings it about to bring His slaves back onto line. So for many years when we ignored, we violated, we perpetrated, that Allah Ta'ala brought about coronavirus. Allah Ta'ala brought about a catastrophe, a disaster of epic proportions. If we just have to take a step back, my dear brothers, whatever is happening around us, and look at what is happening, many of us will be forced to say, and mind my language, but we'll be saying, what the hell just happened? What has just happened? In the last 8 months or the last 6-7 months, what have we gone through? What have we experienced? All of us sitting here 8 months ago, 7 months ago, would never have expected that in our lives we see such an incident of such magnitude, of such a scale happening. Why, my dear brothers? أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ This, despite being a hardship and a difficulty, imagine, I'm not only speaking about the Muslims who have lost their lives. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon every Muslim that has lost his life. But this calamity, disaster has affected us in so many other ways. But this is still a mercy from Allah. It is not Allah's punishment. It is a mercy from Allah. يُعَذِّبُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا Allah has sent it upon us to bring us back onto line. Allah has sent it upon us so that once again we can realize the mistakes that we had made and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear brothers, the next stage for the people of the past is when the difficulty now passed, the hardships passed, then their hearts became hard, their hearts became hard, and they ignored these hardships that Allah ta'ala had sent upon them to bring them back online. My dear brothers, as we now ease out of lockdown, and things seem to be returning to some sort of normality, really, my dear brothers, may Allah save us, may Allah protect us, but we are possibly entering a more crucial and call it dangerous time. Call it, if you want, a more dangerous time. It is possibly that position and that time that we have come to that now is make or break. For us, it is now make or break. May Allah preserve us, may Allah protect us. But all hope is not lost, my dear brothers. Allah is very merciful. Allah created us to have mercy upon us. Allah did not create us to punish us. Allah created us to have mercy upon us. Allah did not create us to punish us. The door of Tawbah, the door of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the door of Tawbah is very, very wide. Allah knows our weaknesses. Allah knows that we are weak. That is why in the Qiyamah, when Qiyamah comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the day of Qiyamah will come and we will have sins to our records. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ That person whose good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, his good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, then that person is going to Jannah. So Allah knows we have weaknesses. Allah knows that at times we will slip up. But the thing that is important for us, my dear brothers, in this current situation, and in this path that the ummah finds themselves in, is that we have to try our best to go turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah Ta'ala promises us that if you are repenting, yes, you will sin, you will make mistakes, you have done things in the past, but if you will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will make tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promises us that Allah Ta'ala will not send a punishment that will annihilate all of us. So the thing for us to now do, my dear brothers, is for us to realize that what is our purpose in this world? What have we been sent into this world for? Many of us, we identify as a person of a certain career, or a person holding a certain position, or a person holding a certain post. While there's absolutely nothing wrong with this, but these are accolades and achievements which insan has attached importance to. It is time for us to realize that before that is all secondary achievements. We have to realize the God-given privilege, the achievement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, that before everything, meto ummatihu, I am ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has put me onto this world for a purpose. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. The purpose of an ummati on this world is to command good, to prohibit evil, and have firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose for our existence on this world is to uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, we all should make back as an ummah, individually and collectively. يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. As an ummah, each one of us has to now turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, we have made many mistakes in the past. And Allah, you have woken us up to this disaster and calamity. And oh Allah, moving forward, we make a firm intention that the lives that we lived in the past, maybe we were not the best of Muslims in the past, but Allah, we promise that we will give up this way of life. And if we have to slip up again, very quickly we'll turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah and istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy upon us. Allah ta'ala, forgive us. Allah ta'ala, protect the ummat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.